You're listening to a special encore broadcast of Mom Talk Radio. This program was recorded back in April, but had such great topics, we wanted you to hear it again.
Welcome to Mom Talk with Maria Bailey. For the next hour, join Maria as she takes on topics important to you. Finances, raising children, and dealing with your husband through his tough times and yours. This is the place to be as Maria and her guests bring you a wealth of information on all of these topics. Now, Maria Bailey on Mom Talk Radio.
It's another Mom Talk Radio. 20 years we've been welcoming you to radio to chat about moms. And think about the difference in 20 years. There wasn't Twitter, Facebook. When I started Mom Talk Radio, I think we were still listening to music on CDs. Can you believe it? And here we are, fast forward. We got Pinterest. We got apps. We got a phone that'll take pictures, for God's sake. Anyways, what am I doing? I'm still talking to you and looking forward to it every single week. Got a great show prepared for you. And as always, I want to thank our sponsor, Premama. Premama is the powder form of prenatal vitamins that you don't have to gag on that big old horse pill. It's got everything that you need to and your baby needs as you go through development. You can go to Target.com to find out more about Premama. And, you know, speaking of children and babies and happy tummies, have you tried BioGaia? It is a probiotic that you can give to a child all the way down to the age of one. And it helps with all those things like constipation and upset tummies. And you just need to keep it in the medicine cabinet. Do they still have medicine cabinets now? When they started Mom Talk Radio, we had medicine cabinets. Anyways, you need to keep it in your medicine cabinet because it's a great thing to pull out. And it's available at Walgreens all over the United States. So I recently discovered it and love it. Anyways, we have a unbelievable show today. We got lots of dads on the show today talking about what they're doing in the mom space. And I've got one of my favorite moms, Amy Oztan, who's going to be joining us a little later on the spotlight. And another one of my old friends, Gabrielle Blair, is going to be joining us. It's just going to be like old school week here at Mom Talk Radio. And I'm happy that you're here. I might be old, but you're not. And our time is new, that's for sure. So we got a great show lined up for you. I hope you stick with us the whole hour because we got some exciting stuff going on. And when we return, we're going to be talking with Chris, who is a dad who has created the new dad dictionary. It's humorous, it's entertaining, and Chris, I'm sure, is going to make you laugh. I do it like a Whitman's box of chocolates. I just open, I take one bite, I go, that was really good. I throw out the rest. And I let my kids do the same thing because I feel like by the end of the night, we've gotten it all out of our system.
Mom Talk with Maria Bailey.
I'm really excited and already entertained by our next guest. He is Chris Luminati, and he is the author of The New Dad Dictionary. He's a writer, a humorist, and a dad of two children that I'm going to just assume are adorable. A boy and a girl. He's got like the 2.1 average children in the United States. He is the creator of the popular parenting blog, Message with a Bottle. And he's got his new book out now. So we're very excited to have him on Mom Talk Radio. So hi, Chris. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic. So first of all, which came first, the book or the blog?
The blog actually came first. A couple years ago, I decided to quit my job and be a stay-at-home dad because the amount of money we would have to pay towards sending them to daycare equaled my paycheck.
Right.
So we just decided, how about one of us stay home? And, I worked from home. I did some freelance and some writing, and I took care of my first child. And as a joke, I started writing things down on Post-it notes to remind myself of things to do. And I one day jokingly wrote, don't forget to feed the baby, just kidding, of course. And it made me laugh, and I found it, like, I left it in a drawer, and I found it 2 weeks later, and I thought, oh, it would be funny if I put this online, and then I started writing other funny things on notes, and it kind of evolved from there.
That is funny. And so, so you started blogging. So let me ask you about being a stay-at-home dad. Like, is it really as challenging? I met a dad the other day, and he's like, okay, how do you break into the mom's club at the playground? And it was so funny because this guy literally is a Navy pilot. He flew on aircraft carriers and he's been deployed and back a couple of times. And he's like, okay, I've done some challenging things in my life, but getting into the mom's group at the playground has got to be the hardest, Maria.
I think what it is, it's kind of like with any dynamic where there's men and women involved. It's usually like, okay, so a group of women will see a man and they think man first, and then they realize, okay, dad. So if there's a group of fathers, they would go, oh, woman, and then realize, oh, okay, she's just a mom. So you have to get past that first part of, uh-oh, there is the opposite sex gender. You know, let me either, you know, let me make myself look prettier, or, you know, act in this certain way, or, oh boy, this guy's going to hit on me, or, you know, the things that come along with seeing a person of the other sex. And so you realize, oh wait, they're just a parent, you know, taking care of their kid just like me. And it's the same thing with dads too. Like, you know, if you take a group of dads and a woman walks in a room, she could have three kids with her and it still doesn't matter. They all think first, oh, woman, and they act, you know, as if. So that's probably the hard part. Once they get past that, and also a trick to that is just once the kids start playing, it's really second nature. So if their kid comes in and all the other kids in the mom group like their child, it's pretty easy.
Well, then you got to definitely make sure that you have a likable kid. So let's talk about the book real quickly, The New Dad Dictionary. What's in it?
Well, the general idea behind it was, and this actually happened to me more so with the first pregnancy than the second, my wife would say things to me or send me articles or things would come up at the, you know, during the doctor visits where there would be these words that would come out and it felt like everybody in the room knew them but me. Or they would be in an article and I'd go, what does that mean? So it was kind of like, okay, so you're going to now take that word and you're going to go look it up online. Well, what if there was like a handy little dictionary for dads and even moms to like reference and go, oh, that's what that is.
Right.
So the book is half dictionary-ish definition of what it means, and then the other half is me kind of making wisecracks about it in the world of parenting.
Okay, so tell me, like, what is your, I guess, funniest word, or what's one that comes to mind that you're just like, okay, this is the word that's going to prompt me to write the dictionary?
Well, the one that comes up the most when I talk to people about it that they seem to find the funniest is the Ferberization, or the Ferber method. For people that aren't familiar with it, it's basically another way to say it is the cry it out method. Let a child cry themselves to sleep, you know, self-soothe.
Right.
And, you know, I give the actual definition of it, but I say that, you know, when you call it Ferberization, it sounds like something you do to your car to get it prepared for the winter.
Yeah.
You know, you kind of like, you Ferberize the tires, you get them all ready. So it kind of has this weird kind of, you know, the Ferberization of things. So that's probably one of the more humorous ones that people bring up a lot.
Is there any words that, like, maybe, I mean, did your wife help you write this or did she suggest words to you?
You know what? She did, because when we tried to do the A to Z, you know, the book does have A to Z. There's actually, we didn't notice it until we almost went to print. A publisher called me back and they said, we just realized there's no Z word. So we had to come up with a Z word.
And what's that? What's the Z word? I'm dying to know.
Zygote.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, it was pretty much, there was slim pickings in the Z category. So she did, my wife did help out with certain words, certain terms that that she's used before. And, you know, just when I couldn't think of things. And also there was, you know, she was kind of helpful in the elimination of some things, you know, because we kind of, we try, just because many of the terms I look at it with a humorous approach, we try not to make anything too serious. You know, we don't get into very serious matters when it comes to pregnancy and stuff, but we go over the basic terms that you'd come across. And it ended up being, I think, final count, there was almost like 160 terms.
Wow. So now what if a mom went on your blog, and I assume that the blog is written for both moms and dads, right?
Yeah, just for parenting. It's more a humorous look at parenting than from either side, really.
Well, we have like 2 minutes left. I was just wondering, what will a mom find if she goes there and checks it out?
You know, I think the one thing I get all the time from people is it's very relatable. You know, when I post a message, it doesn't matter. The person could be a new parent, they could be parents of teens, or they could be grandparents. They all recognize it because many of the things in parenting are universal. So I'll post something and then people will comment like, oh, I remember when my kid did that, or I remember when this person did that, or I remember when my grandson did that just last week. So everything is very relatable because, you know, parenting, like everybody goes through the same thing. So that's probably the most, you know, so everyone will find a note that they think is talking directly to them just because it happened to them so recently.
Right, right. Where can everyone find the book?
The book is available everywhere. The website for it is thenewdaddictionary.com. You can also just Google it and it'll pop up, but it's, you know, it's in Barnes & Noble. It's in whatever brick and mortar bookstores are left, and it's available online, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, all different places.
And we have a link to it on Mom Talk Radio. So thank you so much for joining us today on Mom Talk Radio. And it makes a great baby shower, so check it out, definitely. The New Dad Dictionary. Thanks so much. And when we return, we're going to put the spotlight on a mom that I love and have known for a long time. She's known online as Selfish Mom.
You're listening to a special encore broadcast of Mom Talk Radio. This program was recorded back in April, but had such great topics, we wanted you to hear it again.
So I am super excited to have a very dear friend. Notice I didn't say an old friend because she's younger than I am. Amy Oztan, she's with us. She got her claim to fame in social media through blogging at selfishmom.com. She has two adorable kids that I've watched grow up, and I just love. They have wonderful personalities. They got them from her mom. And now she's gracing everybody with a new podcast, and she's here today on Mom Talk Radio to talk a little bit about it. So welcome, Amy, to Mom Talk Radio.
Wow, I think I'm going to have to record that intro and just play it before I speak anywhere. That was awesome.
We've gone through a lot together, you and I. So,
I mean, not only have we gone through a lot together, a lot of me, I have to credit to you. For one thing, being interviewed on this show was, I think, my very first interview. So thank you.
Oh, wow.
Like in 2008?
Wow. Yeah, because we've been on the air for 20 years now. 20 years, can you believe it? So you were a mere child when you were on first, but now you're an old pro and you got your own podcast going. So what are you talking about? Because I'm sure whatever you're talking about is very entertaining.
I personally think it is. I listen to all of the episodes. Sometimes I'm not on them, and so I listen to them just to see what my other co-hosts were talking about, and I love them. It's called Parenting Bites, and we spell that with a Y, B-Y-T-E-S. And you can find us on Facebook.com/ParentingBites. And it's basically a podcast about raising children in the digital age. And I have three co-hosts, Rebecca Levy, who founded KidsViews.com, Nancy Friedman, who also founded KidsViews.com with Rebecca, and she also has FromHipToHousewife.com, and Andrea Smith, who is a very well-known technology reporter. She was on radio and TV forever. She was an editor at Mashable. So she's got a great resume, and she brings most of our tech knowledge to the show. And what we talk about is everything from you know, what our kids are consuming media-wise and what websites and apps they're using, what toys they're playing with. Basically, anything digital and media, we cover it.
Where does the podcast air?
You can find the links on our Facebook page. It's through the Play.it network. So if you go to play.it and search for Parenting Bites, you can find us there. You can find us on iTunes by searching for Parenting Bites. Or like I said, our links are all on our Facebook page.
So is it like an hour or do you deliver it in bites?
We try to keep it to about 45 minutes. Sometimes if we have, a really fabulous guest who talks for a long time, it might go a bit over. But generally, they're about 45 minutes long. And what we do is we usually start with a topic, then we go to a digital dilemma, which is often reader-generated or listener-generated, a problem that they're having with their teen or their tween or their younger child that they need help with. We then often do a third topic if we have time, and we always end with what we call our Bites of the Week, where each one of us goes around the table and we give a recommendation, something that is not necessarily digital. Rebecca actually loves to recommend books and things like that that are very much analog. And it's just something that from the past week we just found interesting and want to share with our listeners.
That's very cool. Well, we only have like 2 minutes left. So in those 2 minutes, can you tell me like what you think is the one thing about, I guess, our children and digital that moms should be aware of or that maybe we haven't thought about?
I think the message that I really want to give other parents is that digital isn't scary. I feel like so often when articles are written about kids and cell phones or kids and websites and all of that stuff, it's from a point, it starts from a point of fear. Like, this is the scary new thing that your child has to deal with and you should be afraid.
Right.
And I think that when you start like that, you just scare parents. And you make them kind of want to crawl into a hole and hide their children from all of this stuff. And that's just not realistic. And so we try to come at it from a more practical point of view. Here's what this is. Here are the drawbacks. Here are the great parts of it. Here's how you can deal with it. And we try not to scare people. Some of the stuff is just inevitably scary, but we really try to come at it as moms who are dealing with this stuff and getting our children through it just fine.
It's a really great concept, and I know all of you moms that are on it, so I know it's clearly going to be very entertaining. Go to play.it to find Parenting Bites. That's with a Y. We have a link to it on Mom Talk Radio. Amy, we got to get together soon.
We'll be seeing each other at Disney World, I believe.
That's right, in a couple of weeks. The next guest you know, too, is Gabrielle Blair, so I'll make sure I tell her hello after this break. Gabrielle Blair, the new author of a book, Design Mom, How to Live with Kids, a Room-by-Room Guide.
You're listening to a special encore broadcast of Mom Talk Radio. This program was recorded back in April, but had such great topics, we wanted you to hear it again.
Mothers of America, this hour belongs to you. It's Mom Talk Radio with Maria Bailey.
I am, like, you know when you lose touch with a friend? Like, you don't really lose touch now with social media, but, like, you haven't talked to them in a long time. Well, I am so excited to have with us our next guest, who has just authored the most beautiful book. You're going to want to get this book. She's just a beautiful person, beautiful book. Gabrielle Blair, she is known online as Design Mom. She founded way back before any of us started blogging, designmom.com. She is the founder of many different things, including Alt Summit. She has 6 children. I had to ask her, like, do you still only have 6? Because every time I saw her, she was pregnant. And now she's given birth to this beautiful book that she's here to talk to us about. So welcome, Gabrielle, to Mom Talk Radio, my home here on radio.
Thank you so much, Maria. It's really a delight to be here.
So you have always been that person, like, no matter if you're pregnant or you're living abroad or whatever, you always kind of like peek in on Gabrielle to see like what kind of style and what's going on in your life. You just created this book that is absolutely beautiful, and it's a room-by-room guide to kids. Where did you come up with the concept for it?
For me, it's a funny thing because people will assume I'm an interior designer. I'm not,
right.
Because I do talk about homes a lot, but I'm not actually. I'm a graphic designer by profession, and or before I blogged, I guess. And so for me, when I approach interior design, I probably don't do it the same way an interior designer does it. For me, it's about problem solving, which is what I learned in design school. Was just design was problem solving. You have these challenges and then you solve them, and you use design to do that. And so when I'm putting together a house, that's really what I'm doing. I'm trying to solve the problems. If I'm getting a big pile up of backpacks every day after school, then what can I do to make that pile go away, make that a more orderly situation?
Well, you certainly, I mean, I love the beds that are suspended from the wall in your kids' rooms. Who did the photography in this book? Because, I mean, it is beautiful.
Yeah, it's stunning. And it's not all just my house. So, for example, those beds are not in my house. I do need to send you a picture of our girls' bedroom that has four beds. It's fantastic. But anyway, these are homes from all over the world. And I've had the pleasure of interviewing hundreds of women over the course of having this blog and doing a weekly home tour. And the home tour isn't necessarily about the most stylish house, although they're all beautiful homes. It's really about discussing how a family lives, like how do they go about their day, and what are their sort of solutions for toy storage, and how do they help have the kids helping in the kitchen and that kind of stuff. And because of that, I have beautiful images from homes all over the world. So when it was time to do this book, I would reach out to women that I had interviewed and say, hey, can I send a photographer to your home and get some specific shots for this book? And it ended up being a really, really fun thing because they're truly, this truly represents homes across the world.
Yeah, well, they're really, really beautiful, beautiful pictures. And so who did you write this book for?
Well, I was writing that, I had in mind a lot of my readers. What I was thinking is the people that email me and ask me, hey, how do you do this? How do you handle all the paperwork that comes into the house with schoolwork and mail and just the general sort of paperwork that comes to their lives? I'll get questions about that. And I was, answering that kind of thing. And then some people will ask me, we have a young son and a young daughter. We're wondering about them sharing a room. What are your thoughts on that? And I'll write a blog post giving advice, or I'll send them an email giving advice. So when I was writing this book, that's really who I had in mind. These young parents, or I should say parents of young families, who are just trying to sort out the practicalities. How do you do this? And there's really no guidebook, and there can't be a guidebook because every family is different. But I thought, well, I can write down what has worked for my family, and it changes. It changes every year. It changes even every few months. And so I wrote down, here's some of the solutions that have worked for us, in the hopes that they might help other families as well.
Yeah, well, I have to tell you, so one of my favorite pages is simplify your bedding, and the fact that you say 95% of a clean bedroom is a made bed, which I remember I learned that in Girl Scouts when I was like 10 years old. but you have an image of a crib that has very little bedding in it. And I'm just like, this is so brilliant, because I've thought it 100 times. You see new moms and they buy the bumpers and they buy all the bedding and everything, and you know that mm-hmm. none of that is necessary. And you
it's
actually
not necessary.
Say it.
True. It's true. And it ends up, it just looks messy a lot of the time. You want it to be cute, like the catalog pictures. I totally get that. And I've wanted the same thing, but in reality, it needs to be washed more often. You have time to wash it, and the baby sort of stepping on it, and it just doesn't look that cute. I'm thinking of like the bumper pads or the extra ruffles. So for me, simplifying it not only helps you as a parent, because who has time to maintain all these objects in the house, but it also looks better. It looks cleaner and simpler. And when you come in the room, instead of, sighing and thinking, oh, I really got to wash that bumper pad, there is no bumper pad to wash. You don't even have to think about it. It's not even there.
Okay. So, So tell me, we just have a few more minutes, the three rules for table manners that can be found at the Blair House. Tell me what those are.
I feel like I have to go look at the page.
Okay. So I won't put you on the spot, but there are two with your mouth closed, say please and thank you, and don't reach for food. How do you get your kids to actually do those three things?
Well, this is where my husband's really the hero. He's so consistent about it. When we sit down at the table, it's not a lecture. It's just three simple things. So it's not a lot for us to have to cover over and over. Right. You know, here's the 20 different things. Use this particular fork or use this particular goblet. Obviously, they'll learn those more complex social rules if they need to as they're, you know, going to more formal occasions. Right. But on just a daily basis, the simpler you can keep the rules, the easier it's going to be. So having something that's just like super straightforward, you can say it in a really succinct right. way, helps kids feel like they're not being lectured all the time.
Yeah.
I remember.
They're just three simple things. And I got to tell you, there's a dozen and a half simple things in this beautiful book called Design Mom, How to Live with Kids, a Room by Room Guide. And Gabrielle Stanley Blair is the author. You got to pick it up. We have a link to it on Mom Talk Radio. Gabrielle, congratulations. And we have got to get together soon to catch up. And thank you so much for coming on my show today. Well, congratulations. When we return, we're going to be talking to Christina Katz.
Even supermoms need a little advice. Here's yours. More of Mom Talk Radio.
I am excited about the opportunity and the information that our next guest is going to bring to you. Her name is Christina Katz. She's a mother who resides out in Oregon. And she has trained thousands of writers over the past 14 years via her books and speeches and classes and columns and workshops and a whole lot of other different medias, and she's here to educate you on the opportunity of teaching online. So I want to welcome Christina to Mom Talk Radio. Hi, Christina.
Hi, Maria. Thanks so much for having me.
So tell me a little bit about what, what you do to help moms or dads or other listeners teach online, and who should teach online?
Well, here's the thing is, there is just an explosion in online learning right now. And it's such a great opportunity for moms. And when I say moms, I mean either moms who have been at home for a long time, long-time stay-at-home mm-hmm. moms, work-at-home moms, moms who are just home for a short time, but who have a lot of expertise. And the reason is because once you build these courses, of course, they're permanent. They stay online. And there's a lot of flexibility there in the amount of time you can invest. So whether you have a little bit of time or a lot of time, you can really get a lot of mileage out of online learning, out of opportunities in online learning.
So what kind of qualifications do you have to actually teach an online course?
Well, it might be the best part. You don't need any qualifications. If you're teaching for a site like Udemy, they actually have created an awesome platform where you can get all the education you need about how to create the online courses. And then, of course, within the learning platform, there are a lot of courses on how to create courses. So you really don't need to bring any educational background, teaching background, or any kind of academic background to this process. It's just try to break it up in your mind. There was the MOOCs are different. The massive open online courses, that's more about distance learning for universities. That's not what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about more like Udemy, Skillshare, platforms like that, where really any expert, whether you're a newly established expert or a seasoned expert, can teach.
Wow, that's amazing. And then how does video work into it? Is there video as well?
Okay, yes. this is probably the trickiest part for the educator, and that is deciding how video is going to work in your teaching process. And luckily, you know, again, it's just such great timing because there are always every day new kinds of software rolling out or updated versions of software that can help with this process. There's a few things you need to have just to get started with video courses. You know, a computer, a phone or a camera, an iPad could also work. You need to have a quality microphone and good lighting. But after that, you know, you can do the talking head kind of video where you sit in front of the camera with an attached mic, and that will work if you're comfortable with that. Or you could do screencasting, where basically the viewer is looking at what's on your screen while you talk in kind of a voiceover manner. And that would use something like, screencasting would use some kind of software like Camtasia or ScreenFlow. Uh-huh. And, you know, really all of this is incredibly affordable. So the pieces of equipment that you need and the software that you need, you can get, not including the computer, you can get it all for less than $500.
Wow, that's amazing.
And, yeah. Yeah.
So in the last few minutes that we have, what will our listeners find if they go to ChristinaKatz.com?
Well, if they go to ChristinaKatz.com, what they'll find is a mom who's been working, training moms to become more competent and confident communicators. I've been doing that for the past 14 years as a writing coach and platform expert. And I've also done some creativity coaching in that process. It's kind of evolved out of the other more practical skills that I teach. So what I'm doing right now is I have so many, and I'm sure a lot of professionals find themselves in this position, I have so much curricula that I've developed over the years, and it's really good, but I can't teach it all at once in traditional
Right,
formats.
Right.
I mean, I'd have to clone myself. I'm sure you run into that a lot, Maria.
Well,
right?
In the essence of time, I just want to make sure we get this in. You have a website where our listeners can contact you. It's ChristinaKatz.com. We have a link to it on Mom Talk Radio and a ton of resources there. So I really appreciate you joining us today on Mom Talk Radio and hope everyone will follow up and check out the website where you can find Christina there. So when we return, we're going to be talking about some consumer safety issues happening nationwide, and you're going to want to stay tuned as we tell you a little bit about what's coming up on Mom Talk Radio for the next 20 years of our history here on radio and with you.
You're listening to a special encore broadcast of Mom Talk Radio. This program was recorded back in April, but had such great topics, we wanted you to hear it again.
I am very excited to bring two guests on who is going to talk about a very important month, that is April, which is Alcohol Awareness Month. Bill Windsor is Associate Vice President of Consumer Safety Products for Nationwide. They're on your side. And Colleen, who is becoming the national president in 2015 of MADS National Board of Directors. And we're excited to have both of you here with us. Bill, I'm interested from your perspective. Tell me a little bit about your involvement with MAD.
I've been a longtime volunteer with MAD, and I'm currently the board chair of MAD as well. Nationwide has been a longtime supporter of MAD because, we're really trying to work to prevent crashes and injuries and losses for our members. So it really makes sense to work hard with MAD, particularly we've been focused on preventing underage drinking as really an important step to help parents avoid injuries to their children.
And Colleen, you have some personal advice around that and personal experience. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
I do. I do. I became the MAD National President in January, but prior to that, I was on their board, and prior to that, 10 years being a volunteer with MAD. And I can just tell you that in terms of, you know, teaching kids to drink responsibly, you know, is how do you do that? And it's, you know, April for us is the Alcohol Awareness Month, and how are we doing that? I'd like to say, first of all, we want to do it first by just talking to our children earlier and younger than we probably thought. I can tell you it's affected me personally. My son was killed by an underage drunk and drug driver at 18 years old. He was at a point in his life where he was contemplating his future. He wondered where he'd go to college, you know, is it acting or art, because he was very outgoing, and what his future would be like. But he didn't have that chance to find out because his life was cut short. He was a On July 9th, he was out with friends late at night, and he was trapped in the back seat of a car, seat-belted and sober, and the car was being driven by a young teen driver who had both alcohol and illicit drugs in her system.
So it's an extremely tragic thing to happen, and I just wonder how we prevent that. I mean, how do parents talk to their children about that and really convey? Because as a mom, your heart breaks hearing that story. But how do we teach our kids?
It is really teaching your children what to do if they're in a situation when alcohol is present, or if they're in a situation with an impaired driver. Whether you develop a code word with your children or speak to them about calling you if it happens, and making it clear that they should feel uncomfortable around underage drinking, and anytime someone obviously is behind that wheel after drinking. I think Bill will probably get to, you know, the what we're doing for the Alcohol Awareness Month, and now delivering through the help of Nationwide a new handbook for middle school children that gives the parents a really great idea on how to, you know, talk to them, what age
right.
to talk to them.
So I want to get to that, and we only literally have a minute and a half left. Bill, can you tell us where parents can find this book and how we can get it?
Yes. The handbook can be found at the MAD website, so mad.org and then /parents. And it's good for parents to understand this MAD nationwide survey that we just did, that 67% of parents thought they lost their influence over their teens by, you know, age 16. But survey after survey and research after research says the parents have the most influence over their children's decisions
right.
about drinking. So we really want parents to go to the website, download the handbook, and get this vital information to talk to their
absolutely.
Kids.
Well, I'm sorry we don't have more time to talk about it, but we do have a link to the MAD website where you can get the handbook, and thanks to Nationwide for being a part of that and caring about our kids. And I want to thank you for joining us today on Mom Talk Radio. I hope you have gained some useful information that you can apply to your busy life as a mom. And we'll see you again next week right here on this station, or you can catch us in between on Twitter at Mom Talk Radio. I'm Maria Bailey, and I hope you have a great week with your kids, your family, and everything you got going on in your busy lives. Have a great week, everybody.